Well, thanks as ever for joining us. Just we'll get on to some of the perhaps the grimmer details in a minute. But one of the interesting things that caught our eye today was that Michael Potts seemed to have a role to play further forward, which seemed really effective. Was that part of the plan with Winter coming in?
I just thought we needed a little bit more height in midfield. You know, we had some of the squad struggling with this virus. Mm-hmm. Willoughby, mm-hmm. Lynch. It was a tough one, really. Our hands were forced mm-hmm. into our decision today. But but saying that, I thought it worked really well for 60 minutes.
Yeah. So, and Willoughby, that was because of a virus. That wasn't you dropped him
he's just not mm-hmm. not 100%. And you know, you got to protect him. You lose some holes before the game. We got Lynch doing a fitness test. It was difficult. Difficult, really, but you know, it nearly worked.
So, obviously, we would have gathered from your response on the last game that you would wanted response from the players today. For the first, say, 55, 60 minutes of that game, did you feel you were getting that response?
Yeah, I thought the lads were great today. You know, I thought they were brilliant. They played another top side. Apart from Alison, made a couple of great saves early on. I thought after that we deserved our goal and that we controlled the game. You know, we controlled the game. We forced them into, you know, crosses from out wide and a couple of saves second half. But I could see the game, you know, even at 11v11, they hit the crossbar. That was the first time we switched off on a set piece. But after that, you know, the red card changed the game. Mm-hmm. It changed the game.
Any complaints?
No. He's come off the ground with 2 feet. I've just said that. It's a silly decision. He's got to learn from it.
Yeah, and Emily, who was alongside me today, Emily McGuire, was saying that she noticed the way she tracked him. He was chasing back like Roy Keane style, going every challenge. And he was really, it was almost like he was determined to get a challenge and maybe just slightly rash.
I mean, he's gutted in there. He's obviously down his peers and he did really well for us. And as I said, but it's part and parcel of football, unfortunately. You know, people get sent off, people miss chances, people miss penalties. It's all part of the game and, you know, I'm not questioning the decision on that particular decision.
No. What about, now, it's, you know, tricky area, but Lloyd Allinson drops the ball fairly harmless. Three pretty basic errors now in three games. It's obviously, you'll have to assess him, but what do you feel that he does feel under pressure now?
Take away his mistake, you know, and take away the red card, I think he'd be getting man of the match after mm-hmm. the game. You mm-hmm. know, and that's mm-hmm. that's how tough it is, really. Mm-hmm. You know, he makes a mistake, it's another mistake, and he knows that. You know, but to remind him of it, and you know, there's no hiding places now. You know, every game he must be going into under a little bit of pressure. It's up to me now to try and look after him, and mm-hmm. you know, maybe if he has to come out, you know, we bring someone in for a couple of games. But I don't know. You know, up till then, mm-hmm. everyone said he's made a couple of mistakes. I think his confidence levels were sky high. He made, you know, some of the saves that he made were incredible.
We were saying it was just outstanding, and it was that first half must have done his confidence a lot of good. Absolutely,
and then
because they're a good side, you know,
they're a well drilled side, they're a well organised side. I thought they were very disrespectful at the end of the game, some of the comments that were made.
Really?
And I've said that to the manager after the game, and that's why there was a little bit of a melee. But, you know, that fair enough. You know, they've won. They've come to us and they've won and they've got 3 points. But I think there's just a way that you can win.
So what was all that about then?
Just a couple of nasty comments from their players. And, you know, I had a word with the manager, and that's why I got quietly, you know, irate about it. Because I think, you know, win or lose at football, you show respect and, you know, the number 10 didn't show any respect at the end of the game, so that was kind of that. But you know, if that's I'm sure that's not the manager's style, and this isn't a criticism against them, but you know, learn to, you know, win gracefully, and you know, and keep your comments to yourself.
You don't, with the second half performance, obviously it's very different today. You don't have any concerns about the fitness of the side in terms of second halves, not the weaker performances in the first half.
I think when we came in, you know, the fitness was questionable, but I think it's that what I said Saturday. You know, today's different. It's about the lack of. It's down to 10 men. You know that we lose the game today, and we've got key people that aren't available for today's game. But I think it's ingrained. It's that psychological factor that, you know, we concede and then kind of you're waiting to get beat, if you will. But I thought, you know, once again, that's 10 men. And they've pendled back and they made the 3 changes. There was one team that was going to win, and. You know, that happens, doesn't it? You get that momentum, that ascendancy, and they go and create the chances. The last one's a great goal in the last minute of the game, and 2-1 looks better than 3-1, but it is what it is. We there's no hiding places. We knew that Christmas was going to be a tough period for us, and we've lost back-to-back games. against two of the top four, top five, and we've got to go to Chorley now and then Chester.
And Sharp, he brought in as a different way of playing, really, the target man. How have you felt he's settled in terms of holding the ball up?
I thought he did really well 45 minutes. I think everything went through him. I thought it allowed Donoghue to get on the ball. I think it allowed Pierce to get on the ball. Potts went higher up the park. It worked for us. You know, we would like a variation where we can have Willoughby going off him, but that wasn't. We couldn't play that card today. We may be able to play it, you know, against Chorley. You know, that's what we need. And a couple of comments coming off that, you know, we need more attacking options. But, you know, when Samoles breaks down, when Willoughby breaks down, when, you know, your hands are tied, and, you know, some people probably don't know that, but that's what it is.
And Elliot Simo's recurrence of the injury.
Yeah, he got another bang on it against Chorley. So, you know, we want Elliot back for the Chorley game, hopefully. But, you know, people are going to target Elliot for the player he is, and if his ankle isn't fully right and he gets a bang on it and we miss it for 3 or 4 weeks, he's more of a loss to us. So, you know, he got in touch with me last night, said he's not 100%, could do with the rest, and spoke to Liv, and, you know, that's what we've had to do.
Just a small positive, Palinkas coming on at the end, young lad, come through the FC system. Well, he was given man of the match, perhaps, ironically, by the spot match day sponsors, but everything he did. He dug out right at the end. He dug FC out of what would have been a third goal at the time. But he looks really composed.
And he's a great player, and that's, you know, it's a statement that we're putting him on. It's a statement that we're keeping him in and around the squad. He's a young lad. He's done well. He did well against the Mosley game. He trains with us every week, and, you know, he's going to be a great player. And, you know, if one of the centre halves breaks down, he's going to get his chance. And that's what we'll do. You know, believe in developing the players and bringing them through.
Well, finally, Neil, you know, we come to the end of the year and you've had an interesting journey. Would it be fair to say this is perhaps the most pressurised you've been? It's this period now with being in the relegation zone, losing a couple of games in the way that you have. How are you feeling about that? Do you see it that way?
No, not really. No, I don't really get disappointed about that. I look at the positives. I look at the first half performance against Chorley. I look at 60 minutes today, and, you know, and the defining factors in both games. I look at the Leamington game. I go, you know, Blyth away, Hereford away. Spendable go to Blyth and struggle 2-2. Blyth go to Chorley, beat them 4-2. So there's lots of positives. You know, in 11 or 12 games, we knew it wasn't going to turn overnight. You know, we knew there was going to be players available in January from teams above us. So no, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Obviously, you don't enjoy losing football games. I didn't enjoy Saturday against Chorley. Boxing Day against Chorley. And there was words said, but there was, you know, large points of today's game that I did enjoy. Certainly didn't enjoy, you know, the red card or not winning the football game, but I can see us developing. You know, and let's not forget, it was 4 points. You know, we're on 21 points now, and, you know, the key message was, you know, just keep building and try and get us points on the board, and we're, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're building and we're trying to get points on the board, and I think if, you know, our key decision goes all the way today and Piers doesn't dive in, we might go and get 3 points. And, you know, the football's about, you know, defining moments, and that's a defining moment, and it's going to hurt. It's going to stick with us. I'm a lot more positive today than what I was against Chorley the other day, because I could see a different resilience about the team. But we've just got to keep going. There's no hiding places. We're going to turn up at Chorley on New Year's Day and give a good account of ourselves.
But three very tough games coming up against top three. But do you have the confidence that on their day, this side, this group of players you have, can match any side?
Absolutely. You know, of course I do. You know, we've just seen against Chorley 45 minutes. You know, we were third, fourth and bottom. They were second. They've gone top today. Spennymoor, who are fourth or fifth, we'll give them a real game. Blyth, who haven't lost a game since we beat them, I don't think. They've gone up to sixth. You know, there's lots of confidence in the team, and I've got players out, and there's players to come in. So, you know, there's loads of positives. We could be studying, talking about a different conversation, you know, and it could be 3 points or a point. We're not. We're talking about, you know, another defeat. But it is what it is. We can't hide from it. And, you know, the pressure is on me to turn around the team and put smiles on the faces. But, you know, coming off, listening to the fans there, you know, they're encouraged by what they've seen again, and, you know, they're saying what I'm saying, that you know, that one decision probably changes the game. But it doesn't say that tomorrow morning. It'll just say FC 1, Spennymoor 3.
Well, Neil, you're a gracious man, coming to speak to us every time.
No problem.
Very honestly, and Happy New Year. We'll see you at Chorley.
Will do.
Good luck.
Thank you.